Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Yes, it's me, Alan T, here, back on the airways of TRE. Thanks for joining me in this new program called The Director's Cut. Yep, that's what it is. Well, what would movies be without music? Imagine Pulp Fiction without Dick Dale's cataclysmic surf rock guitar. Or Superfly without Curtis Mayfield's haunted croon. Throughout film history, songs have added glory to struggle, majesty to landscapes, depth to heroes and villains alike. When vision and sound meet, our emotions explode. Well, each week I'm going to feature either one or two movie collections of songs that have been used in this film. These are usually multi-artist compilation albums and almost always include songs and vocals and lyrics. And our inaugural album, which I'm going to feature, the soundtrack from the film High Fidelity. It's our very first offering in this series of soundtrack gems, and it is the ultimate fantasy of music fandom. The artist you love speaking directly to you about your problems at the expense of everyone else in the world. But the story here is of a failing record store, only because it's old school and wants to continue to promote only vinyl. But remember, this film was made in 2000. Little did they know what was to come in later years. Well, the music in the movie is remarkable by its eclectic mix. So buckle up and enjoy as we kick off with a familiar track, as some of the tracks in this film are not as well known, but I know you're going to enjoy this hour with music from The Kinks, Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder, Elvis Costello, and many more. So here we go with Aretha Franklin. Let's rock steady.
Move your hips with a feeling from side to side. Sit yourself down here.
Aretha Franklin kicking us off with a great, great sound. The movie is High Fidelity, and we are talking about the movie because there is a modern-day TV series, but that's another story. And one of the things about the music from the film is it is incredibly eclectic. Can you imagine Aretha Franklin next to Elvis Costello? And you're going to be hearing something really interesting, very early electronic sound from the Stereo Lab coming up. But Shipbuilding by Elvis Costello. It is one of my favourite tracks from this guy, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I hope you join the programme. Alan T here with The Director's Cut.
Is it worth it? And you and the coat and shoes for the wife. On the boy's birthday, it's just a rumor that was spread around town. By the women and children, soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. Could be diving for fun. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Telegram. Within weeks they'll be reopening the shipyard and notifying the next of kin. Once again, it's always gilding. We will be shipbuilding. Could be diving for pearls. When we could be diving for pearls. When we could be diving for pearls.
Là, la lune est libre, je crois, qui rayonne au-dessus. Rayonne au-dessus des toits, la lune est libre. Y'a plus loin qu'on ne le croit, elle flûte du dessin. Dans la foi.
symbolique de quelques visions imaginaires. Elle en impressionne plus d'un qui prenne part aux idées meilleures. Elle est au-dessus de tout ça. Elle est au-dessus de tout ça. Elle est libre de tout ça. Elle est au-dessus de tout ça. Elle est libre de tout ça.
La Boob Oscillator by Stereo Lab from the year 2000. It's different. I was going to sort of play you the full-length version, but I thought, maybe it's a bit too much. Interesting sound, though, from the movie High Fidelity, which was released in 2000. And it's got a Red Tomatoes. Was 90%, I think it is. And it's rated number 49 in the best soundtracks of all time. But I thought I was going to include it because I found it very interesting. And you're going to have some real, real great sounds coming up in future weeks on this program. We'll be back after the break as we meet Bruce Springsteen in the only film that he's ever actually acted in. I'll be back shortly.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
This is TRE.
On The Book Show, I often speak to people who were born to be writers.
I started writing, of course, before I could read. I would make up stories and my older sister would write them down, and I'd decorate those pages with pictures from magazines and comic books.
Tune in to hear how it's done.
I don't write to a formula. I just trust that the book is in me.
Join me, Hannah Murray, on The Book Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m, repeated on Saturdays at 8 p.m, here on Talk Radio Europe.
I like to feel that I'm really little more than a PA to my characters.
Fuente Romano Beach Resort, together with Amigos de la Musica Marbella, present a concert for peace in aid of the refugees of Ukraine at the Salon Andalusia on Tuesday the 19th of April at 7 p.m. Come be entertained by a host of artists from the Ukraine and around the world. A mix of classical and modern music, acrobatics and much more. Tickets are priced at €50 and include a welcome drink. Please join us to raise much needed funds for the refugees of Ukraine. Reservations on 682-112233 or email events@puenteromano.com.
Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T. On The Director's Cut.
Yeah, TRE, your voice in Spain, and also some great music here on our special program about movie music in films. It's called The Director's Cut, and I'm Alan T. And, well, we're going to have a little interesting piece now, which is a clip from the movie where you'll hear John Cusack as Robert, the main character, is lying in his bed and he's dreaming about meeting guess who? Bruce Springsteen in this clip from the film, followed by the great, great sound of Bob Dylan Most of the Time.
I want more. I want to see the others on the big top five. I want to see Penny and Charlie and Sarah, all of them, you know, just see him and talk to him. You know, like a Bruce Springsteen song.
You call, you ask them how they are, and see if they've forgiven you.
Yeah, and then I'd feel good. And they'd feel good.
Well, they feel good maybe, but you'd feel better.
I'd feel clean and calm.
That's what you're looking for. You want to get ready to start again? That'd be good for you.
Great, even.
You give that big final good luck and goodbye to your all-time top five and just move on down the road.
Don't
focused all around most of the time. I can keep both feet on the ground. I can follow the path. I can read the sign. Stay right with it when the road unwinds. I can handle whatever I stumble upon. I don't even notice the sea gone most of the time. Most of the time, I wouldn't change it if I could. I can make it all match up. I can hold my own. I can deal with the situation right down to the bone. I can survive, and I can endure, and I don't even think about her most of the time. Most of the time, my head is on straight. Most of the time, I'm strong enough not to heed. I don't build up illusion till it makes me sick. I ain't afraid of confusion, no matter how thick. I can smile in the face of mankind. Don't even remember what her lips felt like on mine most of the time.
Unmistakable tones of Bob Dylan and Most of the Time. You're listening to TRE. This program is called The Director's Cut. My name is Alan T, and we're featuring this week the film from 2000, High Fidelity, which starred John Cusack and Jack Black. And Catherine Zeta-Jones also appeared in it, by the way. If you want to see the film, go and pick it up or go and check it out or whatever you want to say. That's because I spent nearly 18 months in New York through the pandemic. So I picked up a few phrases, obviously. We're listening to the music of the film High Fidelity, and there you heard Bob. Now, let's play something now which I find, I've loved this band. It's one of my favourites of all time, and they are amazing. And, of course, I'm talking about Velvet Underground. There were two tracks I'm going to play for you, but one is very long. But I thought this sort of sums up their style at the time in the 60s. Who loves the sun? Here it comes. And after that, we're going to hear from Sheila Nichols, a ballad, which is a bit of a contrast to what you're going to hear now. It's called Fallen For You.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Flowers, who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Too tough.
thank you all the same, but I'll go now, so you won't know how much I thought about you all the time. Walking round the Guggenheim like a rhyme in my mind, and there you are in my car, but we don't drive very far to the beach out of reach. Next to me, my fantasy. Hoped you'd catch on all the same.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. Now, as this guy Robert is running this record store, and because he had an obsession with vinyl, and of course, they weren't to know back in 2000 that a few years later, vinyl was going to come back so big. It seems strange, isn't it? We're now actually sort of going out and buying turntables again to play vinyl music, vinyl records, I mean. And I think it's great because they say the sound is much warmer. And I think they got a point. Anyway, we're continuing now with our sounds from that film, High Fidelity. And in this program called The Director's Cut, each week I'm going to feature one, but sometimes maybe two, if some of the tracks aren't that many of them, so to speak. And we will be featuring albums right the way through this series of programs with me, Alan T. I hope you're going to enjoy what we've got lined up for you. Next week, I'll tell you now, is American Graffiti. Remember that film that sort of basically introduced Harrison Ford to the movie world? That's going to be our feature next Saturday and also repeated on Friday. And I think you know that there's some great music in that film from the 50s and early 60s. Look forward to it. Well, here at the moment, we're playing the music from High Fidelity. And I told you, it's pretty eclectic. And it also is from both sides of the pond, as we might say. And here are the Kinks.
Me happy to see you walking, makes my life complete. 'Cause I know. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know that you and me, and I know that you and me be happy as we can be. 'Cause I know. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know.
Everybody's Gonna Be Happy from the Kinks, featured in the film High Fidelity. What a great sound. Now, you think that's great. You went to hear this next one, and you might not have heard of this band before. They're called the 13th Floor Elevators, as we call them, lifts in the United Kingdom, elevators in the US. Oh, anyway, You're Gonna Miss Me is the title of this track. It is blinding, from the film High Fidelity.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Alan!
Now, here comes the music.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memory that turn your bones to glass, turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. She said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And Father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity, a cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times.
can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times, cold-blooded old times.
Bill Callahan, what a great sound. Cold-blooded old times. Yes, there's some great music in this film. Right, now, the man who get on the stage at the end of the film, Jack Black, and he has these bands and he keeps changing the name, and Robert, played by John Cusack, sort of introduces him reluctantly, thinking, oh, my God, what have I done here? Oh. Anyway, have a listen. This is this is Jack Black, and let's get it on.
First, I have to introduce a band. So please don't leave until after they finish and we play the record. Right now, it's my great, great pleasure to introduce Sonic Death Mark.
Thank you. You're too kind. Rob, thank you for the enthusiastic intro, but we're no longer called Sonic Death Monkey. We're on the verge of being called Kathleen Turner Overdrive. However, this evening we will be Barry Jive and the Uptown Five.
Yes, indeed, Jack Black, and let's get it on. Thanks so much indeed for your company on the program this week. This has been the first one, and I apologize for any little errors that might have occurred. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've actually sat in front of a microphone, but I'm enjoying it immensely, and it's a real pleasure to be back here on TRE. And I hope you're going to join us next weekend for American Graffiti. In the meantime, we're going to go out with our track from the film High Fidelity. This is Stevie Wonder, and I Believe When I Fall in Love. Thanks so much for your company. See you next time.
shattered dreams, worthless years. Here am I encased inside a hollow shell. Life began, then was done. Now I stare into a cold and empty well. The many sounds that meet our ears, the sights our eyes behold, will open up our merging hearts and feed our empty souls. I believe when I fall in love with you, it won't be forever. I believe when I fall in love, we will share in the joys of care and will not be replaced. What has been must never end, and with the strength we have won't be erased. When the truth of love are planted and firm, they won't be hard to find. And the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind. I believe when I fall in love,
listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.